K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Sam.
Sam with the big, deep radio voice.
Oh, my goodness. We're hiring.
We are. What do you do for a living, Sam? You want a new job?
So what's going on?
Well, actually, I work at the airport right now. So, yeah, that would
okay.
be
Okay. Oh, okay, right on. Good for you.
See, well, he's got to be nice to customers. So.
Yeah.
What's up, Sam?
Well, not too much. I have a little dilemma here. I went out on a date with a girl named Lindsay in July. We went out to a movie earlier and dinner, and at the end of the night, you know, we saw the fireworks display. So it was
nice.
You know, we totally hit it off, I thought at least. And, you know, we exchanged numbers and agreed to a second date, you know. And so, you know, we'd been following each other on Instagram, stuff like that for a while. You know, we just never got a second date. I haven't talked to her.
So huh.
Just kind of in limbo, wondering what's going on.
How can you not want to talk to a man with a voice like this?
Right. So you've been doing a little Instagram creeping, too, you said?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. So yeah. So you're struggling here a little bit. You want us to try and help you out a little bit?
Yeah. See if we can get a handle on this.
Okay. All right, Sam. I'm sorry. Maybe you said it. I missed it. What was her name? Did you say her name?
Lindsay.
Okay. Hold on a second. We're gonna grab her phone number. We'll call her. All right, Sam.
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
What's happening?
Sam, you said that you guys have went to the fireworks in Huber Heights. Those are great, aren't they?
They are. Those are like some of the best ones I've even seen.
Yeah, I've been up there before. Those are good.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like maybe I'm sure we can work something out with
hopefully.
Lindsay, can't we?
That's
right?
We've at least given an effort. Hopefully, we'll see what happens here, Sam. Hold on a second. We'll finish dialing her number. You be real quiet, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go, guys.
Hello.
Hi, is Lindsay there?
Yes, this is she. Who is this?
Hi, Lindsay. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. Ta-da!
It's both of us. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Oh, are you at work?
Yeah, I am.
Can you take a second? Do you have time to talk to us or take a quick break?
Sure. What's this about?
We got to talk to somebody who has a very radio-like voice.
His name is Sam.
Do you know Sam?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound happy to hear about Sam.
I was going to say, hold on, but we got a call from him. We understand you guys went out, and he said that you guys have made plans to make a second date and have another run at it, but no go so far.
I knew you guys were going to call me. I knew this was going to happen because he's probably clueless as to why it never even happened.
He seemed like he was a little confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really? Because he knows exactly why.
Really?
What happened?
Okay, so honestly, when I first met him, I thought he was really special, handsome, and I thought we hit it off. And we talked so much on our first date that we missed the movie.
Wow.
And I was on board for the second date immediately until the next time he called, because he used to call me every day when he'd go to work.
Right.
And then he'd pick up his coworker, and then he'd hang up. So this kind of happened for like a week, and our second date was a week after. So he, you know, called me one day as usual, and he's, you know, about to pick his co-worker up. I think his name was Jordan or something. So he hangs up, and then about 10 minutes later, he calls me again. So I'm thinking, oh my God, that's so weird. He's calling me while he's with his co-worker. And I kept saying, hello, hello, Sam, hello. And so he butt-dialed me by accident.
Oh, nice.
And then he started talking about me. And
in a good way?
No. It just makes me frustrated just to even, like, repeat this. But
what did he say?
Well, yeah, what was going on? What was he saying about
he
you?
Says, yeah, you know, she's really hot, but kind of chunky, you know?
Oh.
I'm not chunky, guys. Guys, I'm a size 6. That is not chunky.
Oh.
What else did he say?
Something like, oh, from the way she was eating the other night, you know, at the barbecue place, I next time I better bring 2 credit cards. Like, it's not funny.
Oh.
I'm sure he was joking around. But it's a douchebag thing to say. Like, who says that kind of stuff about the girl you just started dating?
That would be a little awkward. How long did you listen for?
Oh, I think I listened for like 15 minutes. And then
Oh, man.
I hung up and I canceled my second date. And he was like, well, why? I was like, please don't call me ever again.
I mean, I didn't. I didn't. For you to hear what I was saying.
Oh, you didn't intend for me to hear, but I heard it. And that's what you really thought of me. And it wasn't funny.
Sam?
Well, I mean, I still think you're attractive.
Oh, but I'm chunky also, aren't I?
Were you talking about her, Sam? Really?
Well, I mean, it was just a conversation between dudes, really.
Oh,
but,
man.
I mean, I still think she's really cute. It's not like, you know, it's not like I think she's a fat person.
But you use the words chunky. Would you like it if you overheard me telling someone about our first date? I was like, you know, he's handsome, but he's kind of chunky. He eats a lot. I don't think you would like it.
Is he?
Sam?
Hey, well, it's just, I mean, that's just like the funny part of the date. You know,
backpedal a little bit.
What's so funny about it?
Yeah, well, I want to know what's funny about it, too.
Man, you're digging a hole.
I think, Sam, this isn't working. Come on, Sam, come up with something better.
I mean, I can't try to say that, like, I didn't think she ate more than normal, but it's not like it's a problem or anything like that. It's like, oh, I'm totally turned off and disgusted by that. You know, it's
I'm sorry, but none of what you're saying
is kind of,
anything better.
I think it's just a sense of humor thing, and it wasn't totally, you know, intended for you to hear. So, of course, it was like,
whoops,
it was super awkward for you.
Well, yeah, so now things are awkward. I don't see you in the same light, and that's that.
So, yeah.
Jump in and save him, Fry.
This,
come on.
Okay.
Get the guy a lifeline.
Here we go. We got an idea. Maybe you guys can make amends, go back out, but you have to decide right now on that second date that never happened, and we'll actually pay for it. We'll get a limo to pick you guys up. We'll send you out maybe to another movie, or we'll find something for you to do. We'll cover dinner.
Really nice.
Yeah. But you both.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. And there's that.
I kind of was expecting that. What about you, Sam? Would you go?
I mean, if she could, you know, if she could actually, you know, try to forgive me about that, about the first one, then I would have. But, I mean, she's already said no.
Okay, well, it took a while to get to the apology.
So, you know? Lindsay, is that a definite no?
Definitely no.
Oh, okay.
Sam.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam.
I'm sure you meet some good stewardesses and, you know, flight attendants out there at the airport.
That's true,
you?
Right? he laughs.
That's a lot of people.
Oh, man. Well, Lindsay, thank you for taking the call. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.